I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga. This time,
it's your time. Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around, it's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
High five.
Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is Wednesday night, a chilly Wednesday night here in North Carolina, 9 p.m. here on the East Coast, which could only mean one thing. It's another episode of DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins, as always, from Mikey90%.com. And per the usual, I am joined by lovely author and always inspirational, the lovely Stacey Morris from stacymorris.com. Stacey, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. How about you?
Oh, awesome, awesome. Cold night here in North Carolina. I'm sitting here with my robe and some sweatpants, so I'm all comforted out for the show tonight. And
Mike, I love you, but I don't want to hear about the cold in North Carolina. We're at 20 below here.
Holy shit.
I know.
Well, it feels like it anyway.
And, of course, rounding out the team, as always, is the equally as lovely, the man behind DDPYoga.com. Say hello to Robert McLaren. Robert, how's it going, brother?
I don't feel lovely. I can tell you that. Things are good, though, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we're always staying busy and working on new stuff with DDP Yoga, but so it's always good.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
And Robert, I just wanted to say, nice promo tonight. You had a lot of beautiful pictures of Mexico, and it really came out nicely. Good work.
Yeah, I want to show everybody what, I mean, those pictures actually, those aren't just random Mexico pictures. Those are pictures from last year's workshop. And that's the place. If you go to last year's retreat. And if you go to the retreat, that's where you'll be staying.
And speaking of the retreat, it's going to be a fun show tonight because we are talking the DDP Yoga retreat. I talked to it was a cold night here in North Carolina. It's a cold night there in New England. And as most of the country is covered by at least a several inches of snow right now, several feet for some of us, we are going to mentally out from the cold flurries and bring ourselves into the sandy and beautiful beaches of the Riviera Maya, Mexico, to the DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza. We're going to be talking to the niece of DDP himself, Lexi Smith, from the Travel Smiths. She heads up the DDP Yoga Retreat from the Travel Smiths in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We're going to be talking to Lexi and letting you know why you need to be at the DDP Yoga Retreat for this year and every year. You got to get there. So we're going to find out more about that. And Stacey, I know you've been there a few years, and Robert, you've been there a couple times yourself, mm-hmm. and we're going to talk all about that tonight. But first, very exciting news, Stacey Morris and Chef Bill have some exciting things going on. Stacey, you want to tell us what's going on with you this Saturday night?
Yeah, this Saturday, if anyone's in the upstate New York region, Chef Bill and I are doing a cooking demo at Healthy Living Market in Saratoga Springs. And you can Google that on the website. They're just Google it. But basically, it's like a locally owned version of a Whole Foods. And it's a perfect audience for us for, doing gluten and dairy-free cooking. Chef Bill is going to be doing his no-carb meatloaf from Clean Comfort. And I'm going to be doing the quinoa chocolate cake. So it'll be delicious. And if anyone's in the region, either, if you live here or you're passing through on a ski trip, stop in and see us. It's noon to 3 this Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday, February 21st, in Saratoga Springs, is it?
Saratoga Springs, yep. About half an hour north of Albany, New York, the capital.
Awesome. And I got to tell you, you're going to want to get up there because the guy we have on the phone right now is Chef Bill. And this guy can cook up a storm. He wasn't always gluten and dairy free, but as he's been with Stacy, he's kind of adapted to her lifestyle, and they've made it work, to say the least, because he's one of the best cooks I've ever had the pleasure of eating from, or chefs, not cooks, excuse me, chefs. His second to none, but gluten free, dairy free, or any otherwise, his food is second to none. Chef Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike, and obviously you are too.
Oh, yes, very much so. And tell us about the food you're going to be cooking Saturday in Saratoga Springs.
Well, in Saratoga, I'm doing a meatloaf that was actually inspired by my dad. My dad owned restaurants. As you know, I don't know if a lot of you know it, I come from a family of cooks and caterers. But this was something my family did. You know, it was long before I even thought of gluten-free. Why put a bunch of breadcrumbs in a meatloaf? Why not put something great in there? So my secret is pulverized mushrooms. And then you get the water out of them, and you use the mushrooms as the filler. So we're doing my gluten-free, carbohydrate-free baked meatloaf. And I'll do that with a simple pan sauce. And to keep that light, I never use flour in sauces. That was another thing I have to go back to my roots, to my father. He always used cornstarch, and we use organic cornstarch, so it's non-GMO when we can find it. And we do a nice pan gravy over the meatloaf, and I do have to say it's delicious.
And now, Chef Bill, before you got with Stacy, you had said something that to the fact that you were pretty much, you know, cooking gluten-free anyways, and most really great chefs mostly do stick to the gluten-free, dairy-free, you know, eating type of way.
There's no Italian restaurant that you can go into that doesn't have potato flour, rice flour, or cornstarch. So when they say that the sautéed veal has gluten, just say, hey, can you sauté that in cornstarch for me? And the flash point of the cornstarch is a lot higher than flour. I mean, personally, it comes out better. It's got a nice little crisp on it. And when you deglaze the pan, you know, it doesn't turn, you don't have mush in there. And I just prefer cooking with it. I always have. And I just feel that it's much cleaner.
Awesome. And we're talking the GDP Yoga Retreat tonight. We got Lexi coming on in just a few minutes. And if you've ever been to the past couple, I know you guys missed last year, but the year before that, and the year before that, Chef Bill, you know, made some awesome, awesome food at the GDP Yoga Retreat. The last one he was at, he made this unbelievable chicken parmesan. And you guys are going to be back in October for the DDP Yoga Retreat. I know we're not going to hold you to it, but you got something special up your sleeve for us this year?
Well, the test kitchen here at number 2 has been quite busy all winter. I really, I've come up with a New England clam chowder that, in my opinion, surpasses anything that's made with heavy cream. I don't want to give away all the ingredients now, but I'm going to do a New England-type clam chowder that is cow dairy-free and gluten-free. And I'm toying around with I love mushrooms, and I know a lot of people love mushrooms. And I'm toying around with a portobello marinated grilled mushroom appetizer with some gluten-free bread and some crumbled goat feta cheese. So
that sounds pretty good.
Along the lines that I'm thinking, dependent on which ingredients we can get, you know, down to the people in Mexico.
Being from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, you had me at New England clam chowder.
Yeah, and you know, Mike, it's one of my favorite things too. And what I used to do was just sort of every, like, once or twice a year, I would treat myself and have a bowl of it at a restaurant. And the longer I ate clean, the less I was able to tolerate it, the dairy and the flour together. And the last time I had it, which was about somewhere between two and three years ago, I got sick. And that's what inspired Bill to say, you know, let me do a clean version that's really good, you know, that you're going to really, you know, lust after, like the original, but it's not going to give you cramps and make you feel like you have to go lie down afterwards. So that's what I love about this.
Awesome. That sounds amazing. And I can't wait to get that recipe. And anyone going to the October workshop is going to have the treat of having Chef Bill prepare some great food for you. So thank you, Bill, for coming on the show. He's going to stay on the phone in the background as we talk about the DDP Yoga Retreat, because he has been there as well with us, as has Stacy, myself, and Robert. We have the woman who is tirelessly and meticulously planning every detail of the DDP Yoga Retreat. She's the person who makes it all happen, along with her mother, Sally Smith, and Megan is working incredibly hard as well. And if you've never been to the DDP Yoga Retreat, it is the most amazing time, and not just because you're hanging out with Diamond Dallas Page, not just because you're working out with some awesome people, not just because of the weather, not just because of how amazing the beaches are. It's all of that combined. It is the ultimate experience, not just for a DDP Yoga warrior, but a human being in general. Lexi Smith is on the line with us. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, Lexi.
Doing good.
So good to hear.
I don't know what to call you anymore.
Oh, I am. I'm still Lexi Smith. Hey,
okay.
Lexi.
I know there was. I know there's some big changes in your life. Congratulations. But thank you so much for coming on the show with us.
Hey, well, thank you so much for having me, and I love what you had to say about the DDP Yoga Retreat already.
Oh, yeah. And Lexi, I know if you guys want more information on this, head over to ddpyogaretreat.com. That's the official website Dallas has set up. And I got to tell you, I've been on many vacations before, but the work the Travel Smiths do to put into this, you and your mom and Sally and Megan and everybody, Paul, everyone over there, does such an amazing job and makes this so above and beyond any normal yoga retreat. You think yoga retreat, you're thinking you're sitting there, you know, cross-legged, humming to the sky. This is not that retreat. We're out there partying. This is an every guy retreat. We're having a blast. We're working out hard. We're drinking hard. We're eating good. We're having a blast. And tell us about the DDP Yoga Retreat in your own words.
All righty, so for me personally, the DDP Yoga Retreat is definitely a life-changing experience that I have had the privilege for the past 4 years to experience with all you DDP yogis as well. And it makes me so happy because I love, 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 love El Dorado Royale and the casitas. I mean, the rooms, number one, from the leading category all the way up to the casitas, it just is awe-inspiring. And the food, it's unbelievable. They accommodate gluten-free, dairy-free, egg-free, vegan. Any diet that you follow, they accommodate it and go above and beyond. And it's so great for someone who doesn't have the choice of being gluten-free or dairy-free, you know, that we have all of the options. You can eat the pasta, you can eat the bread, because they have all these gluten-free and dairy-free options for us. And for me personally, obviously, the price range goes from, you know, our starting room, if you're in there by yourself, it goes from $1,800, and it goes all the way up to about $26. So if you have a price limitation, we can work with you on that. Unfortunately, space is filling in up. Actually, it's pretty fortunate. Space is filling up really quick. We have about 7 rooms left on the July retreat, so make sure you call in and block your space. And for the October retreat, we have about 12 rooms, so make sure you call in if you want to get on the retreat. So it's a great experience, and it's so much fun meeting everyone, getting to talk to everyone about how DDP Yoga has changed their life and how all of the DDP yogis personally have changed their lives as well. So that's a little bit in my experience, and I've made lifelong friends there. So I can't wait to see everybody again this July and October. I personally will be there myself on both, helping you guys work hard and push your DDP Yoga Warriors to the max.
Yay, fantastic. And isn't it great, because you travel a lot, but this is one place you can go to and really come away with it feeling better, feeling more energized, not feeling like you have to go back home and recover, you know?
Oh, I completely agree. Every time I go on the DDP Yoga retreat, I mean, I come back a brand new person, renewed, revitalized, ready to tackle whatever life is going to throw at you, especially when you get back. I mean, the inspiration that you hear from everyone, not only from DDP himself, but also all of the other participants in the retreat. I mean, you come back and you've pushed yourself to a limit that you didn't even know was possible, and you've made some lifelong friends, and it's so great coming back renewed and feeling great after vacation. I mean, I love relaxing, and trust me, we have plenty of time to relax while you're on the retreat, but there's also plenty of time to have fun, plenty of time to work your butt off and make sure that you're hulking it up as hard as you can. And I just love it. I can't get enough.
Go ahead, Mike.
I was saying, you talk about the price point in when you're discussing this, but one thing you didn't mention is that it is all inclusive. Once you get there, don't need your wallet. It's unbelievable. And honestly, every year I've gone, I swear I've eaten and drank more than I paid for the trip in getting there. It's absolutely amazing. You know the offers that they have going in there. You eat, you drink, you party, and you don't have to bring your wallet.
Yeah, that is definitely an awesome thing that I completely forgot to mention. I don't know how I did. But, yeah, it's an all-inclusive, adults-only property. We do have options. We do have room blocked over in Generations. So if you do want to bring the family, you are more than welcome. And they also have a great kids camp over at Generations. So you can leave the kids, pop over to the retreat, pop over to the adults-only side, get to have fun and enjoy yourselves, and then pop back over and hang out, have a nice little family vacation. So give us a call if you have any questions. We can answer them for you. And if we can't answer them, we will ask somebody that can. So any questions, give us a call. And we really, really, really look forward to hearing from you guys soon. And make sure that you call soon so you can get that spot on this retreat, because you do not want to miss it. I cannot emphasize it enough. From personal experience, and from all of the newbies that have called in, they're so excited to come. And all the vets that have called in, it's so good to hear from you. And we just can't wait to see you again. So make sure you're talking it up to all your friends, telling them that they should be on the DDP Yoga Retreat. Hey, even if you haven't tried DDP Yoga, get on the retreat. Try it out. Get the new experience. Get the whole vibe of the DDP Yoga, because there's nothing like it.
Yeah, I've met a lot of people on the retreats who are coming in kind of cold. You know, they don't even have the DVDs. They wanted to, I guess, you know, do a baptism by fire. So it doesn't matter how long you've been a member of the community, or if you're not a member, it's still a great place to be, and it's a great way to get an intro to the workouts. I can't think of any better way.
Oh, I completely agree with you on that. Like, the introduction by fire is a great way to put it. I actually had definitely a newbie call today and was really excited about the retreat and wanted to know if it was a good idea to come on. And you know what? You know what I said? I said, it's the best idea to come on the trip. You get to learn the different positions. You get to learn how to engage properly. And for those of you who are the vets, you know, hey, you get to tweak all those positions. Push yourself. Find a new way to do it. Find a different way, a more challenging way. And it's unbelievable to hear all of the different inputs that people have about GDP yoga and all of the different positions that we do, and, you know, seeing if they can take it to the next level, how they can challenge themselves more. And it's great to all work together as a team like that.
And the trip is July 17th to the 23rd and October 16th to the 22nd. And if you want to call the Travel Smiths, it's 732-899-400. Lexi and Sally and Megan, they're all working so hard to make this amazing. And the personal touch that they put on everything. I mean, you know Sally and you know Lexi, when they get it done. If you need something, they're going to make sure it happens. They put a great emphasis on making sure everything goes right and everyone's, you know, dietary restrictions are taken care of and everything, you know, just goes amazing. So if you have any questions, head over to ddpyogaretreat.com. And it really is the best time. And I've met so many amazing people there. And I want to stress this. If you are a DDP Yoga warrior who is in the certification program or have become certified, there is nothing better you can do to take your practice to the next level than head over to this retreat. Because, first of all, the certification peeps that are already certified will get out there and teach at some point. You know, they always bring them up to do some teaching. And just to get the hands-on, you know, personal touch from DDP and from, you know, Dr. Craig Aaron, the yoga doc, and so many amazing people, you're going to want to get there if you're a DDP Yoga certified instructor or in the process just to take your practice to the next level.
Yeah, good call, Mike.
Absolutely.
And if you guys want to email us any questions, it is ddpyoga@thetravelsmith.com. And you can email us questions, call us. We're always around. Our policy is 24/7, 365. So you call us, so email us. We will get back to you.
Okay. And
you're
Lexi,
doing an amazing job over there. Thank you guys, always.
We have a question from the chat room for Lexi. This is from Don, who's one of our newly certified members. And Don wants to know, Lexi, if you're working on Warrior 6.
Of course. I'm always working hard on Warrior 6. And it's going to be perfected this year, and it will be presented at Guacamayas.
Oh, cool. Wonderful. Okay.
Now, are we going to have more Lexi Says at the workshop?
Please, no.
Always. There's always time for Lexi Says. There's always time for Lexi Says. And you know what? Talk about pushing ourselves to the max. That is what we love to do, and, you know, the inner warrior and the inner fighter in all of us, so can't wait. My excitement is welling just talking about it.
And Lexi, we talked about, you know, the partying, the fun, but how many vacations do you get to go on to and not have to worry about putting on 700 pounds? We're working out so hard, we're having so much fun, but we're eating clean and we're working out hard, and what does that have, you know, that holds value in itself, let alone being on vacation and doing that.
Yeah, that's such a good point. I mean, eating clean on the retreat is the easiest thing. I mean, you walk into the restaurant, they ask you your room number, they ask you your last name, and then they ask you if you have any food allergies or any dietary restrictions, so they can inform the waiter, just so they know that taking that extra special care to make sure that we're eating right and eating the things that only that we're able. So it's really important. Also, we usually do two workouts a day, one in the morning, one about mid-afternoon, and we have some really fun activities. We got a few welcome cocktail party. We got an end reception, so you can really get that camaraderie of the DDP Yoga Retreat. And if you have any questions about, you know, regarding rooms and best activity level and what kind of room that you should be in to be around the most DDP yoga people, we can set that up for you. So just give us a call, and we can answer all of those questions for you guys, too.
Oh, and one important thing to mention, balancing out the workouts, is there's a fabulous spa there, which I adore.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. And this spa, I personally, every retreat, have made sure to make time for the spa. And I recommend that everyone does that as well. They have a lot of people walking around telling you to book your spa. Take them up on the offer. You're going to be working your butt off so hard that you're going to want those masseuses to get all those little knots out, and you're going to want to go in the hydrotherapy ultimate spa experience. It is top-notch, unbelievable. The service goes above and beyond, just like we like to hold true to ourselves at Travelsmith, so we wouldn't send you guys just anywhere. And they take service to the next level, and that's why we promote it so much, and we hold it close to our hearts, and it's a really special place for us, and I know that especially for a lot of the vets, and I can't wait for it to be a really special place for a lot of the newbies too.
Awesome. And you know, thank you so much for coming by. But once again, I just want to put it out there, ddpyogaretreat.com, July 17th through the 23rd and October 16th through the 22nd. And the Travel Smiths will take care of everything for you. Just give them a call, 732-899-8400. Space is limited, so get on there super quick. And Lexi and the Travel Smiths will take awesome care of you. Thank you so much, Lexi, for coming on and talking to us about the retreat. And we're going to have you on again soon to talk some more about it. And, you know, just keep reminding people that it's coming up and we're going to have a blast.
Sounds good. You guys have a great night, Mike and Stacey. And make sure everyone does their GDP yoga or else.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lexi.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Lexi is awesome. She's like a firecracker of energy. Like, just being around her.
Oh, my God.
It's like her mom.
And you know, she's just—it was her first year taking under the retreat part of the Travel Smiths, and she's doing an awesome job. And she's a great girl. So if you want to come to the retreat and meet Lexi, she's going to be there as well. And she's outrageous. She's a riot. I love that girl. She's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, the DDP Yoga Retreat is not. But we also have some other workshops coming up too. I want to go over those real quick. On the schedule, Stacy talked to Dallas today, and I texted him today as well. And everything is still on as we speak. All the workshops coming up. Dallas has had his surgery. Things are looking up. He's getting stronger every day. And we got all kinds of workshops coming up, including Hammers Energy Fitness on March 21st, 2015. That's in LaSalle, Illinois. Also, Funk Fitness, DDP Yoga Workshop on May 9th. 2015 in Brighton, Michigan. And then Legend City Wrestling is hosting a DDP Yoga Inspiration Meets Perspiration Workshop with Diamond Dallas Page on June the 13th, 2015. And that is in St. John's, Newfoundland. So all kinds of awesome workshops coming up. And Stacy, you would talk to Dallas as well. Do you have any updates? Did he mention how he was feeling? Or I just got a Getting Stronger text today, so didn't know if you knew anything else.
No, nothing. You know, he did put a nice, information-filled post on Facebook today, and he's actually talking now. He's not talking a lot, but he left me a voicemail, and he sounded like his old self. So that was really cool to hear. I know he's still kind of holding back on the speaking, but he's just going to keep pushing forward. And he's not teaching again yet. He's working up to that. But I know he's been really bolstered by all the messages and the well wishes from everybody, like all over the world. He's really been very moved by it. So that's definitely helped his recovery.
I actually spoke to him yesterday. His voice definitely sounded better. It sounded smoother than it has in quite some time, but it was just good just to hear his voice. So that was really, really cool just to hear him talking again.
Yeah,
I got a nice
absolutely.
And he really appreciated everyone's wishes and appreciated the show. And you know, Dallas does a lot for a lot of people. He's inspired a lot of people, and he's you know, moved a lot of people. And to have that love come back to you just so, you know, completely, and to realize how much you meant to people, as he put in that post, that long Twitter post about what's the movie? It's a Wonderful Life. Just realizing that you meant so many things to so many people. It's empowering, and it's great, and it kind of, you know, gives you a little bit of a pat on the back. Not that he needs it, but just to know that he's impacted so many people's lives and that they're there for him when things get hard for him. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. And any word on the event in Vegas, the Cauliflower Alley? I know some of that was getting close to being sold out, some of the banquets and things like that. Do you have any update on that?
I don't have any updates on the banquet. I know that you can get your tickets at cauliflowerallyclub.org. And Dallas is being inducted. He's the first one of the boys to ever get two awards. And he's getting the Jason Sanderson Humanitarian Award. Jake is inducting him into the Humanitarian Award for the Cauliflower Alley Club. and Dusty Rhodes is inducting him into the Wrestling Ring of Honor, and to have Jake and Dusty, his two mentors. Those, I mean, you talk to Dallas, those are the two right there. Robert, I'm sure you've heard this 100 times. It was always Jake and Dusty. Man, it's the reason he's here today. And to have those two guys come up there and just induct him into the Ring of Honor and the Humanitarian Award is just, it's a huge deal for him. And he had messaged me last week just telling me how much of an honor it is to have both of his mentors induct him on the 50th anniversary of the Cauliflower Alley Club. And I know there's some DDP Yoga Warriors that are going to be coming out to that thing, but if you can make it, he'd love to see you. CauliflowerAllyClub.org. It's a big deal. It's being inducted by your peers, and, you know, you can have all the respect in the world, but for somebody who's actually been where you've been and done where you've done and performed like you performed, you know, nobody gets the wrestling business unless you've stepped in between those ropes. And to have somebody, your peers, the ones you've squared off against and teamed with, to recognize you as one of the best, truly an honor. And it's an honor he doesn't take lightly, and he's very, very proud of this.
No, it's very, very cool. I mean, it's really cool to, you know, everybody knows how long I've been around, how long I've been working with Dallas, and just to see all this appreciation and him get his due is just a really cool thing to see.
Absolutely. And with Jake going in last year, it's almost like, it's kind of crazy how all of this has come, you know, to fruition. You know, Jake getting back on his feet with the help of Dallas, and Dallas getting recognized for helping Jake, and it's an amazing time for DDP Yoga, and it's an amazing time for Diamond Dallas Page. And he was a guy who made it to the top of the business, but when he got to the WWE, he was kind of underappreciated, and it's almost like now they're giving him that pat on the back, the appreciation that he should have gotten back in 2001 when he came in.
Yeah, I don't, you know, that's wrestling talk, but I don't really think that was about him. I think it was just about the fact that he came from WCW, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And that was completely what it is. But, you know, he'll even tell you, his run there wasn't what he wanted it to be. But to come back at the Royal Rumble and getting all these accolades, it's just and it's due. And if anyone deserves it, he is the most hardworking, he cares about his friends, decent people you've ever met in your life. And it's more than due, and it's more than deserved.
Absolutely.
And we're going to do a little bit of community show here for the rest of the show, I guess. So give us a call, 347-994-1216. You want to talk about eating, you want to talk about healthy eating, your workouts, whatever you want to get in on us tonight, give us a call, 347-994-1216.
Yeah.
You can hit Stacey up in the chat.
If you have any food questions, I'm on the line and Chef Bill's on the line. Now's the time to ask. Food or recipe-related questions, fire away.
Absolutely. And Stacey, can you plug your blog for us one more time? Because we don't talk about it as much as we should, but you've got some amazing recipes on your blog as well as StaceyMorris.com, and a lot of great sweets that people don't realize that you can have the sweets and the tasty food, but, you know, it's just done a little bit differently than society usually has us go about making sweet.
Yeah. StaceyMorris.com. I do put a lot of recipes up there. And if you go to Facebook and type in Hungry for the Truth, I blog there and I tweet there recipes. And I just, in the chat room, I posted my latest blog, which is not a recipe. I you know, every now and then I'll start to like get on a it's not a rant, but I'll get inspired. You know, I read a lot of what's going on in the DDP Yoga communities, both on Team DDP Yoga and Facebook. And we have so many new members, and it's really wonderful. And it's a part of the process. Some people get discouraged. You know, there's a lot to take on in the beginning with the food, the workouts, learning new habits. And I see people getting, you know, kind of frustrated with themselves because they feel like they're not losing weight fast enough, or that, you know, they're kind of going through withdrawals with giving up some of the food. And I just did a blog on the importance of baby steps. And you can't take it all on at once. It's too overwhelming, especially you know, if you're an emotional eater like me, and you've eaten a certain way most of your life, which is, you know, sugar, carbs, gluten, you just have to take one little, it's like, remember Sparky used to say, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. I think I'm quoting him correctly. But
yes,
it's really it's important. Yeah, just manageable steps, you know. And like if you're a soda addict and you drink soda all the time, whether it's regular or diet, we all know it's not good for us, but it's something that people really have a hard time kicking. So don't try to give it all up instantaneously. Just eat, drink less and have a few, you know, seltzers, maybe some herbal tea, you know, a couple times a day. And taper back. You know, nobody does all this at once. I didn't do it all at once. I started out just giving up, like, the worst crap, you know, like the potato chips with the clam dip. That was enough for me, just to start from that point. And I built from there. So it's really not meant, in my opinion, it's not meant to be a speedy, let's get this off as quick as we can kind of a process, because I've done that. And I, in my experience, my head has to catch up with my hips. You know, I can't just focus on my hips and what you know, is my size going down? It will go down as you start to take care of yourself, you know, and start to get to know yourself and, you know, change your thinking. But that's, it takes time. And the diet industry lies to you about that. So don't get discouraged. I promise if you stick with it and do workouts and make small changes, I think we've all experienced it. I know, Mike, you have, and Robert, you've had different challenges because you've never had the weight, you know, overweight issue, but you've experienced the power of baby steps and slow but lasting change.
Yeah, I mean, because I've been doing DDP yoga for 8 years now, something like that, and the, you know, I did it to gain, and I still, you know, I'm still tinkering with things. I'm still, you know, working on my work ethic to this day, and doing little things here and there. It doesn't happen overnight. It's just, I think it came from you, Stacey. We had talked about one night about changing habits, and if you change like one habit, you've got like a 60-70% success rate. But if you try to change two habits at the same time, it drops to 20 or 30. So, you know, trying to as Sparky would say, eat the entire elephant at one time, it's just not realistic.
No, and it's a shock to both the body and the mind if you try to change too much too soon.
It sometimes seems daunting. It really does. And I know a lot of people in the team DDP Yoga and in life like to say, I'm going to work out 100 days in a row, or I'm going to eat clean 100 days in a row, or I'm going to do this for 6 months straight. It may seem cliche, and you've heard 100 times, but there's something to just get through today. And it sometimes seems like it's a lot to take in. But as long as you just get through today and do your workout today, don't worry about tomorrow. And that's what we're talking about, baby steps. It's so important. And I think that's a great point. And something that people don't talk about enough is the fact that you don't have to take on the whole world at once. And, you know, whenever you join a new nutrition program or a diet program or anything, what do? They throw you a packet with all these rules and all this stuff you have to do, and books and tapes. It's a lot to take in, and baby steps are going to get you there, and one day at a time. It really is. It sounds so cliche, but one day at a time. Get through today, and then get through tomorrow, then get through the next day. One day at a time will get you there.
Yeah, and I also want to say something about weight loss that I've been reading a lot on the boards and the communities. I understand the whole idea of badly wanting to get the weight off. But the fact is, you can't look at that as that's going to be your absolute one-way ticket to happiness. It will make your life better in a lot of ways. You will have more freedom. Everything, you know, physically will obviously be easier. But you have to really recommend, find ways right now, whatever your weight is, whatever your your pant sizes to be happy in the moment. You know, find reasons that you have enjoyed this day and find really wonderful things to appreciate in yourself, because just losing the weight, I've done it. I've done 200-pound weight losses in my 20s thinking, okay, this is going to be the magic self-esteem wand. And it wasn't. And I had to really learn that the hard way. You know, yeah, I'm very happy that the weight is off. My life is much easier. But I still had to build the self-esteem from the inside out. And that can start right now, right in this moment. It does not matter. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. It does not matter what you weigh. You can have a good self-outlook right now. Don't wait for the weight to go off, because that's not a magic cure really for anything, except, you know, in my case, I didn't have to wear stretch leggings every day. That was kind of a bummer. I didn't want to admit it, you know, 7 years ago, but I didn't really want to wear stretch leggings every day. And my wardrobe is much, you know, bigger and brighter, but, you know, don't get discouraged about, I'm not at my goal weight or it's taking too long. Make today count, you know, because there's a lot of good. There's a lot of good that can be found in everybody's life, even though we all have challenges and good days and bad days. So anyway, that's my other advice about the weight, because I see so many people talking about it. And I don't want to give the impression that getting the weight off erases all your problems. It certainly doesn't. But I'm glad that it's off. Let me just be clear on that.
Yeah, one of the greatest things about our show, I think, put us over for a minute, is I really think that it can relate. Each one of us has something we can relate to everybody with. You know, Robert's the guy who never had the weight. He's trying to put on size, and he has different struggles besides the weight. Stacy's the person that has lost 200 pounds and is at where she wants to be with her weight. And I'm the guy in the moment who's in the same place as where you guys are at, you know, trying to get to where I want to be. And it's great to have the insight of someone like Stacy, or where, you know, you've been there, and your advice is so invaluable, and it's so inspiring. And your blogs on your StacyMorris.com page and your cookbook, it has helped a lot of people. And I think that's a great dynamic of the show, is that we represent each type of person that's doing this program, and it really is a great dynamic for the show.
Yeah, we are kind of an interesting cross-section, aren't we, of what we represent.
Absolutely.
That's really cool. I mean, and DDP yoga is for anybody. DDP didn't invent this to be a weight loss program, but that's how it evolved. That's part of it, you know? And Robert, you've had great success with feeling and getting stronger. And I think one of your goals when we first started this show, like 4 years ago, was you wanted to put weight on. And I think that's happened, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's still a work in progress, because I don't, when it comes to fitness, I don't have an end goal, you know. I want to keep getting better, and you know, right now, because I lost some traction at the beginning of the middle of last year, so I'm still trying to build back up to where I was. But even with that said, I don't see an ending point, you know. I just want to keep going.
Transformation really doesn't have an ending point, and that's a great point. Is people think that once you hit that magic number, let's say it's 145 pounds, 185 pounds, whatever that is, once you hit that magic number, then boom, it's over. I'm done. I won the game. I won the fitness game. That's not where it happens. Stacy will be the first one to tell you this. I've been there too. Lost 120 pounds and gained every single pound back at one point. It doesn't end. And one of the things that I struggled with, and I don't know if Stacy was one of those people who did that, is I got down to my goal weight before. And I got down there, I had a hard time finding inspiration outside of the scale. Once I didn't see that scale move every week and had to be happy with staying even, that was really hard for me, because it was almost like a game with me. I had to win every week by losing a little bit of weight. And when that scale stopped moving, I found hard to be inspired by that.
Yeah, and then you had to find a different reason, you know, to be happy about something, because it's so easy to get high off that number going down, you know, and that's got to stop eventually, because, you know, there is such a thing as being too thin. But it really does. I mean, don't you find now, Mike, that you've you know, gone this journey, and it, a lot of it is an inside job.
Absolutely. And I tell people this all the time. I haven't lost as much weight as I had then. I'm not at my goal weight yet, I say. But I'm healthier now than I was, because I was living off of frozen meals like every day. No, I would lost the weight, but I wasn't even close to being healthy. I was frozen meals and diet soda and zero calorie snacks. And so now that I'm learning the right way to do this, it's not so much a rush to, you know, get to my goal weight as it is the rush to improve my health and to lower my blood pressure and to, you know, feel better. It's more about that than getting down to a number on a scale, which is going to sustain me a lot longer than it is when I finally get to my goal weight.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I find, you know, even now, there are things I struggle with. I'm pretty open about how I'm not a big vegetable lover, and I still have to remind myself, you know what, it's not always about your taste buds. And I have to be, in order to have a balance, I have to be a little bit of a disciplinarian with myself, even after all this time, you know, and it's really about daily management. It's like weeding the garden, you know, keeping it nice and groomed. And I will force myself to have a drink of pure vegetable, because it's the best way I can get the vegetables down. And it's not, you know, I can't say that I love it, but I'm actually grateful that I have a Vitamix and I can get it over with in about, you know, 3 minutes, it's gone. But, you know, it's about negotiating the stuff that's difficult and finding a way to live with things like a dislike of vegetables, because I don't want to backslide. I don't want to be out of balance. I know that my body's going to get nutrients from kale and celery and ginger and things like that it's not going to get elsewhere. So I do it. And I, you know, it doesn't always have to be a pleasure trip. I mean, there's got to be pleasure involved, definitely, in my daily food intake, but it can't all be about the taste buds. And that's something I still work on, and I don't know if that'll ever stop. But that's okay. I know how to manage it now.
That's an amazing point, and something I want to touch on real quick. We have two callers, which we're going to get to in just a second, but I just wanted to bring that up real quick. You talked about not having to like it, and you put a great post on your Facebook page a while back, and I still reference it, Stacey. You says you don't have to like it; you just have to do it. And I thought that was brilliant because it's not always fun. And just like life, you don't like going to work. You know, 90% of the people who work don't like what they do, don't like their job. But it's something you have to do. You need to support your family. You need to pay your bills. You need to pay your mortgage, your rent, your car payment. It's something you have to do to live the life that you know, want to live. And it's a great point. You don't have to always like it. You don't always have to like what you're eating. You may have to force it down physically to swallow it, but it's going to get you to where you want to be, and it's going to make your body work at its optimal level. And that was just a brilliant quote that you brought back to. You don't have to like it. You just have to do it.
Yep, absolutely. That's and, what gets we me have... through some days.
What's that, Stacey?
No, that's what gets me through some days, you know.
Absolutely.
I take my own advice and remember that quote.
Absolutely. That's a great quote. I reference that often. We have Don on the line. Is this Don Schmelhaus?
This is he. How are y'all?
Oh, hey, Don.
How are you, man?
I'm doing good. 148 days to Mexico's.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. I just want to chime in on a couple of things I've seen on the DDP Yoga Facebook page and around the community. The biggest thing, like what you guys are talking about, is just be realistic with your goals. And it's okay to just modify your goals as you go along. Don't lock them down in the ground so hard that you get down on yourself because you're not where you think you're supposed to be at. Adjust it, modify it, just like the workouts. And it all goes right back to the program guide, to what Dallas preaches all the time, SmackDown. Just be specific, mm-hmm. measurable, achievable goals, compatible, and keep it going.
Absolutely, man.
I mean, that's the biggest thing. And people are afraid to modify or adjust their goals as they're going along because they stumble or they're not where they think they need to be, and then they get down on themselves. And I'm just like everybody else. I'm nowhere near my goal weight, but I'm still moving forward. Not as quickly as I would like to be sometimes. Life gets in the way. Just have to adjust and modify to it.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, yeah, man. And I got to tell you, I was talking to Nolan Bobbitt the other day, and this goes back to what you're saying, Don, and he asked me, what was your aha moment? Like, where everything just changed for you. What was your aha moment? And I gave him a moment, and I kind of, told him about a scenario that I tell people quite often where things started to change for me. But when I started to think about it, I don't think you really have an aha moment. I think life is a series of aha moments. I think you have an aha moment, and then you start going this way, and aha, you have another moment, and it kind of scores you in a different way. Life is about adjustments, and you know, it's not all about one moment where everything kind of clicks for you. It's a bunch of moments where you got to, you know, adjust and choose your path and decide, am I going to go this way or that way? And that's great. That's a great point, the adjustable goals and the adjustable, you know, desires and where you want to be changes from day to day. When I was, 7 years old, I wanted to be, a professional wrestler. Now I know I'm not going to be a professional wrestler anymore on TV. I did that, and I had a great time doing it. But you have to adjust your goals as you go along, and that's a great point. And just because your goals change doesn't mean it's necessarily a failed goal.
You just got to keep moving forward with them and go where life takes you, because life is going to throw a curve at you every other day.
Absolutely, brother.
So.
We appreciate you calling, man. And keep us going on the Mexico countdown, man. I appreciate it.
You know I will.
We'll talk about it.
Thanks for calling, Don.
Take care, bro.
All right, and we got Red Kev on the line. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey,
doing good, man.
Red Kev.
Hanging in there.
We've been enjoying your videos. You are quite prolific.
Well, it keeps me going, all the likes and the comments and everything like that. So it's a big motivation speaker to me, and, speaking to everybody else too. So I appreciate all the comments and everything.
So how's it going? How was your workout today, or was it a rest day?
I use the day as a rest day. I've got a big day coming up tomorrow. Just stay tuned to Facebook. I ain't going to mention anything yet, but just stay tuned. And done Extreme Cycle for the first time last night. So,
Nice.
So.
How did you feel after that? How did you feel after finishing that one?
Well, I was just saying the banana split did me in. I'm not talking about the dessert.
And Kevin, we were talking about earlier today. We were talking about picking yourself up and falling down, and you had a moment where you had lost a bunch of weight and you had a little bit of a slip up. Where did you find the inspiration to kind of pick yourself back up and start moving forward again? Because as I know from, I had the same similar situation. One of the most the hardest things you have to go through is facing somebody after you've let yourself down, and for you to pick yourself up and keep forward and don't let anything discourage you. What was that moment for you that said, okay, I'm gonna wrap this thing up again and get this under control?
Well, I looked at my daughter, and she's 2 now, and she's just getting older, and I was just so tired, I couldn't breathe, and so weak at, I went and done an eye doctor's appointment, I'm going to say about 3 months ago, and my blood pressure was 200 and something over 112. That right there was a big eye opener to me. And, I I just I went a step forward into that and said, I'm not gonna let this on me. I'm not gonna let it kill me. It's time to take a stand and, you know, just quit regretting what I've done and quit crying and pouting over, you know, losing control and just get back up and keep coming.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And every day you stand up and you wake up and you're breathing in the morning and your heart's still pounding, it's another day you have an opportunity to turn things around for yourself. And it's awesome that you realize that and you were able to pull things together for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Stacy was mentioning about, you know, getting where you mentioned it too, you know, getting to your goal. You've set a goal. Dallas, you know, Dallas has always mentioned the, once you conquer a goal, make another goal. And then you conquer that one, make another goal. Just keep going. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got to the point, you know, I lost all this weight. I can go back to eating the weight I was. I gained 30 pounds in 2 months after that. And of course, you know, yeah, the story of my grandmother passing away and everything. And I just let life defeat me. And, you know, it's gotten to that point, you know, I just got to, you know, let her go. And, you know, she wouldn't have been proud where I was at. And I'm proud where I'm at now and where I'm heading.
Moving forward, man, and you're an inspiration to a lot of people on the Team DDP Yoga site. So keep posting your videos. Keep moving forward, man. We appreciate your calling, brother.
All right. I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Take care, man.
Take care,
Kevin.
Bro. You too.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much about that time again. And I really want to real quick put over Stacey's appearance this weekend again. It's this coming Saturday, I'm wishful thinking. February 21st, Saratoga Springs. Stacey, you want to tell us about that one more time for anybody who might be in the northern New York area?
Yes, it's noon to 3 p.m. this Saturday, Healthy Living Market in Saratoga Springs, New York. I'll be posting something on my website in the next day or two with more info. So come on over and check us out. Have some meatloaf and chocolate cake that won't give you a hangover.
And Chef there as well, and he's an amazing, amazing chef. And Stacey has amazing recipes as well. And her cookbook, StaceyMorrisCleanComfort.com. If you don't have that yet, what are you waiting for? If you're a member of Team DDP Yoga, book, it's going to take you to where you want to be. It's going to take you to the next level, and it's going to give you some delicious, tasty treats on the way. So check out StaceyMorrisCleanComfort.com for more information on that. Again, thank you guys so much. Always a pleasure doing the show with you guys. And to Lexi Smith coming on with us tonight, too. She's heading everything for the DDP Yoga Retreat for the Travel Smiths. And don't forget the DDP Yoga Retreat. Get your spot now. Places are going fast, July 17th to the 23rd, and October 16th to the 22nd, Riviera Maya, Mexico, ddpyogaretreat.com. Stacey, Robert, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, stay warm down there, Mike.
Yeah, will do. We got about a dusting right now, so I can't complain. All right, guys.
Cool.
Well, thank you so much. And, Robert,
have a great
always.
Week, everybody. Have a wonderful week.
Yeah.
And remember, save money on your heating bills. Do your DDP yoga in your living room.
Absolutely. Remember, every day you wake up, your lungs are still full of air. Your heart's still get up and own your life. So get on the mat. Get down on the ground. Do your DDP yoga or else. Bang. See you guys next week.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.
It'd be great,